If you have ever been addicted to something or loved an addict, you know recovery is long and hard, and sometimes people never recover from addiction. David Sheff watched his child try to get clean for years. He wrote a book about it called Beautiful Boy, and then afterwards he wrote another book about the recovery system in America called Clean. David Sheff learned the options for addiction recovery are often limited to Alcoholics Anonymous and its 12-step program.
A lot of the programs that are based on them say that there is no other way to get well. And so people, especially kids who are very resistant often to this program, are told, you know, if you don't embrace the steps, if you don't practice the steps, if you don't turn your life over to a higher power, then you will relapse and you will die. And it often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Kids leave treatment because they can't do it, or they don't want to do it, or they resist it. And they do leave and relapse. And sometimes they're kicked out and it's unconscionable. I mean, these are people who are ill. And they should be offered the 12 steps and offered a whole range of treatments that actually have proven to work. And the 12 steps are one of them. I mean, it is an evidence-based program. It does work, but it works for a certain number of people, a certain percentage of the population.
Now, alternatives to AA are popping up in Seattle and elsewhere. One of them is called Smart Recovery. It's been around for over 20 years, but it's still tiny compared to Alcoholics Anonymous. It's known for its secular approach. Howard Pellett facilitates 4 different SMART meetings in our area. Howard drank for 30 years before he quit, and he says the only thing available back then were AA-like programs. And for him, those programs only went so far.
Well, it kept me sober. I was highly motivated, and motivated in a sense that I, no matter what I had to do, I would adhere to it because I had been drinking for like 30 years. It was time to quit. AA provided me a respite from drinking.
I got to ask you, like, when you do something for 30 years and you were drinking for 30 years,
yeah,
what motivated you to go to your first AA meeting after having that long time behavior?
Well, like I say, it was, okay, I had a wife that I loved very much, and to cut to the chase, for the first time ever, she became concerned about my drinking. And she expressed, what are we going to do when we retire? You're going to sit around drinking all the time, which is probably what my plan was. And expressing that told me that she was scared to death of being stuck with a drunk in her golden years. And that got me right around the heart. And so that was my motivation. I had very high motivation. I think you have to have to sit through the AA meetings.
So you decided to stop.
Yep.
You went to AA,
yep,
and it got you part of the way. When did you realize it was not going to be the whole solution?
Well, I was unhappy with AA all along. The stuff that they were trying to feed me just didn't play. So a woman down at work who had been a raging drunk had gotten sober on her own, and I was interested in how that happened. And she referred me to a book by Jack Trimpe, who was kind of a pioneer in this whole field. And Jack Trimpe had written a book called The Small Book. So I took The Small Book home, and I took The Big Book home, and I read them both.
And The Big Book is the AA book.
AA book. And Jack Trimpe, essentially what he said was, you can do it yourself. You don't need AA. You don't need anything. You don't need treatment programs. You don't need anything other than the motivation to quit by yourself. And that was a revelation to me. I didn't realize that that was possible.
I'm speaking with Howard Pellett. He's a facilitator of local SMART recovery meetings. They're a non-spiritual addiction recovery program. Howard, if I walk into a meeting of a SMART recovery group, I sit down, and then what happens?
Well, first of all, I ask if you're here for SMART recovery to find out if that's what you're up to. Then I would hand you the handbook, and then welcome them. Sit down. There's no pressure.
Tell me more about what kind of tools you provide people.
Okay, yeah. There are a number of tools, and the first one, I think, is the cost-benefit analysis. And we ask people to list the benefits that they got from using drugs or alcohol. And, of course, in the early days, it's fun, right? And then later on, life starts to take its toll. So list the benefits, list the costs, and then you decide We don't tell anybody how to live. We can't. It's your choice. If you can't make up your mind, okay, go back out and drink and drug some more, and come back in 5 years or 10 years when you think you might want to try again. But I can't turn a switch and take away your urges and take away your lifestyle questions. You have to do that yourself. The bright spot, I tell them, is that you're not powerless, you're not diseased, and you don't have to turn your life over to a higher power.
And here's a key difference that I want to bring out. If you just joined us, I'm talking to Howard Pellett. He runs Smart Recovery Meetings in the Seattle area. They're free, like AA, but they're very different. SMART stands for Self-Motivating and Training Program, and it's a non-spiritual addiction recovery program. So how is your message essentially different from the message of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is that you have to submit to a higher power?
Right. Well, you don't have to. I tell them, you don't. If you have a higher power, that's okay. It's your business. But we're not going to talk about it in Smart Recovery. What we're going to talk about is the addiction and how to provide you with the information you need to get better if that's what you want to do.
Now, if you go to an AA meeting, you stand up and you say, I'm an alcoholic, even if you've been sober for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So the premise is you're never completely cured.
Right.
Is your program, the Self-Motivating and Training Program, a cure for addiction?
Yes, it is. Let's just say this, to be honest. It can be if you really follow it. If you are there as kind of a half-assed effort to abstain, maybe not. But if you take it seriously, if you do all the things that we provide you information to do, yeah, it's a cure. I mean, I'm cured. I don't call myself an alcoholic, and anybody that, I choose not to drink. It's my personal choice, and anybody that calls me an alcoholic is going to get a ration because I don't subscribe to that.
So if I go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, I'm anonymous. If I go to a SMART meeting, am I anonymous?
Yes.
That's the same from one to
another.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Are there other similarities between what you experienced in Alcoholics Anonymous and what you're doing with Smart Recovery?
We're both abstinence-based programs. Smart Recovery isn't always insistent on abstinence, and we really don't tell people what to do.
Well, that abstinence thing is interesting because, as you mentioned, AA says you cannot take a drink ever. You can never take a drink.
Right.
How about Smart Recovery? Does it say, well, you can take a drink once in a while after you've that?
Smart Recovery says it's your choice. It's your choice. If you think you can have another drink or another go shoot up another heroin or whatever, it's up to you. For me, I'm an addictive personality. I'm not an addict anymore, but I am an addictive personality. Whatever feels good for me, I want lots of, whether it's chocolate, sex, or booze. So would I risk having another drink? No. Why would I do that? See, my life has become balanced so much that I have a lot of things that are interesting and fun and exciting going on in my life, and a lot of it would go away if I started drinking again.
In Smart Recovery, what does a relapse mean?
Well, a relapse is an educational process if you take it that way, if you wish to take it that way. In other words, what were you thinking when you relapsed? And 9 times out of 10, you plan your relapse. Don't tell me you didn't plan it. You planned it. You went out and bought the bottle of booze. You brought it back to your house. You poured yourself a drink, and you drank. And then you drank the whole bottle, and then you went back for another bottle. So what were you telling yourself? Well, many times they're telling themselves, I'm stronger now. I can control it. Or, nobody will know. I can drink on the sly now. All kinds of alibis, all sorts of justifications to drink or drug again.
Why is it important for you as a former addict to help addicts get clean that alternative programs exist?
Because it's an alternative. It's secular. It works for some people. And it should be available to everybody. I tell people, if you are going to AA meetings and you're getting something out of it, keep on going. You don't need to be there, in my opinion, but keep on going if it works for you. Take what works for you. In my opinion, it's not a disease. You're not powerless, and you can do it yourself.
Howard, thank you so much for stopping by.
Okay.
Howard Pellet runs Smart Recovery Meetings in the Seattle area. That stands for Self-Motivating and Training Program. It's a free program, and it's a non-spiritual addiction recovery program.
And my telephone number is 293-8128, area code 360-293-8128, and I'll be happy to talk to anybody that is interested.
And if you missed Howard's phone number, we have a link to Smart Recovery at kuow.org if you'd like to find out more about what they do. We'll be talking to people from Alcoholics Anonymous about this subject as well in the coming days. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.